This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So what I'm going to say is these people, these Democrats who are trying to use this as some type of political issue.
I don't talk trash. I talk smack.
But I'm not going to have people try to smear me that belong to a political party that has elevated anti-Semites to the halls of Congress like Ilhan Omar.
Oh, snap!
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
I have attended protests and rallies in the past, expressing their concerns and their issues. Black Lives Matter is an excellent example of that.
So again, I will ask the Prime Minister, who, may I remind this House, wore blackface on more times than he can remember.
Boom. Roasted.
This is a great city, and I'm the Biden of Brooklyn, and I love the fact that the president is coming here.
I think he's hoping this is going to give him a bump, but I think he's misreading the tea leaves.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Now, that's something you don't hear very often, a guy comparing himself to Biden. You know, I think that's a new one on me. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that.
Joe my Biden's word, done that.
No, I know.
He said, I'm going to defeat Joe Biden.
And he's also said, my word is a Biden, and he bragged about the road in Scranton being changed to Joe Biden Way. It was a one-way street, I assume. But, you know, I mean, for another person, a guy like Eric Adams, the new mayor of New York, to talk about being the Biden... the Biden of Brooklyn. Why don't you call yourself the Nixon of Newark, or you know, I don't. It's just it's unbelievable. I don't know. 844-500-4242. I just saw this on the cut sheet now, and I had to. I'm doing a Groundhog Day column about Biden, weekend at Biden's for the Herald tomorrow, and I just saw this one on the cut sheet, so I just had to redo, add a line to the column. And let me just start out with this here. This is pretty funny. This was from yesterday. Cut 10.
Relocating tens of thousands of Afghans, maintaining stability in Gaza.
He's talking about the Amar of Qatar. And his great work relocating those Afghans.
Relocating tens of thousands of Afghans.
Oh, boy. Yes. The Afghans. Yes. 844-500-4242. Today, Tom Brady did officially retire. Greatest of all time quarterback of the New England Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was noted widely that in his retirement statement, his official retirement statement, which I think he's been working on since they were eliminated from the playoffs more than a week ago, he did not mention the New England Patriots or Robert Kraft, the owner of the team, or Bill Belichick, his coach for those many years. He did, however, mention the team he's played for the last 2 years, Tampa Bay, and everybody involved in that organization and all the fans of Tampa Bay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I believe he was dissing a bit on the way out. And one of our listeners, Session, reminded me today, he sent me a picture of the probably my favorite highlight of the Tom Brady years, and it was Super Bowl 51 5 years ago, 2017, and that's the one that they came back and they defeated the Atlanta Falcons after being behind 28-3. And you know, a comeback's a comeback. There have been a lot of those in the last couple of weeks in the playoffs. They've all been good games. But what makes it memorable to me is that the Boston Globe had very early deadlines that night. And so the papers that went to the faraway outposts, like Florida, for instance, which is where I picked up a copy of it, The front page headline had had Tom Brady throwing a pick six near the end of the first half to an Atlanta Falcons defensive back, and Tom Brady had fallen down when trying to tackle him, and the guy is running away to the end zone, and Brady is on his stomach, down, lying on his stomach, and the headline is a bitter end.
Very fake news.
It says Trump and Tom Brady look together. I love Tom Brady. I love him.
That's, and as Taylor and Grace can tell you, I have that headline framed above my desk in Needham. A bitter end, because it's the classic Globe, very fake news, and of course they. And again, the Patriots came back in the second half and won the
21st
game.
Century Dewey defeats Truman.
Right, exactly. It was probably the most famous Dewey defeats Truman headline since Dewey defeats Truman in the Chicago Tribune in November of 1948. But that was a great moment, I think. 844-500-4242. 508 says the jock sniffers are very upset today. I'm sure they are. Yeah, well, this ends the classic topic on Shillville. That's what we call Boston sports media, basically sports radio, but Boston sports media in general. Shillville, the ultimate Shillville debating point on sports talk radio.
I hate to prolong this sports conversation, but he did give an effusive goodbye when he first left the Patriots a few years ago. So, I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, I mean, this is the end of his career, though.
That was the end of his career with the Patriots, too. Like I said, yeah. I really don't want to talk about this.
No,
so
no,
I'm going to leave it to you.
No, I just want to say one thing. You know, the topic is. I love Tom Brady so much, man. I want to have Tom Brady's baby. And then the second guy in the booth says, I love Tom Brady even more. I want to have Tom Brady's twins. And then if they have a third guy, a sidekick type person, that guy goes, oh, yeah, I love Tom Brady so much, I want to have his triplets.
Giggity, 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 go.
So what are they going to talk about now? What are they going to tell you? Tom Brady has gone through menopause. Oh, no. Oh.
I would like to mention, Howie, that Tom Brady was one of the first topics you let me come on the air and talk about. We're back at the old studio, and I've been a TB fan forever, so I love you, Tom.
Do you want to have his babies?
I wouldn't go that far.
No, because you're not a male sports host in Shillville.
But I remember you let me on one time. We were talking about him, and I got in that he was handsome and that I was a big fan, and nothing ever changed since I've been on the radio.
No, obviously he was the best player ever. But anyway, I don't want to keep going on with it either. It's just it's kind of funny, though, that everybody's freaking out about it. You know, like, and
quote
the other
AOC,
thing,
it's banal.
The other thing, too, is that they were trying to make Mac Jones for about half the year, a little over half the year this past season. They were trying to make him. I want to have Mac Jones, baby. But he turned into a pumpkin very quickly. And, you know, now he's Jimmy Garoppolo Jr. So that's it. 844-500-4242. So let's play a couple of these cuts here I'm also amused. I was looking at the TV screens this afternoon, walking around the Newsmax studios here and seeing the Fox Chirons. Biden administration bracing Americans for bad jobs report. Really? How about the inflation report? So what are they going to brace us for, the bad inflation reports? What are they going to brace us for? They're all the Afghan refugees who are arriving on the shores. There was a story on the Washington TV station about that. But anyway, this is Maryland voters talking about things, how much more they cost. Are the voters being braced for more inflation bad news? Cut 27.
Blame it on the Democrats.
Now, you think Trump was in office and everything was great. Biden's in office and everything goes to shit.
Prices have gone skyrocketing high. Eggs are gone up. Milk's gone up. Shelves are empty.
For the last 6 months, just looking at the prices going up and our grocery bill going through the roof.
Where I normally go to eat out, it's costing more to, like if I go up to Hip Hop Chicken to get a 10-piece was $12 and now it's $15.
I feel like it's like a little bit of an increase on everything, so it's just like $20, $30 more than my total cost.
Meat prices, I don't even want to buy steaks anymore. It's, you know, the shelves are empty, no produce, no meat. The supply lines are short. I don't know if that's causing the inflation, but it's rough on people.
Wait till that woman who's paying $15 for 10 pieces of chicken finds out it's gone down to 8 pieces. We were talking about that last night. They're doing that. And, you know, talking about buying steak, there was a brawl at a Golden Corral, which is hardly the Capital Grill of steakhouse chains in suburban Philadelphia on Friday night. They ran out of steak, and these people were brawling and hitting each other over the head and throwing high chairs at one another because they ran out of steak. And they were duking it out. This is Joe Biden's America. There were never any riots at Golden Corrals when Donald J. Trump was president of the United States. That's all I can say. 844-500-4242. BOGO has been extended for 1 week only for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. You've always wondered if the Thunderstorm Air Purifier works, and this is the best time to find out. Officer Mark wrote me, quote, "What a product. After just 1 day's use, my humble hovel has clean air scent. That is so different from air purifiers that we've tried before. I installed it," meaning he plugged it in, "to our bedroom socket, and it is so quiet that it's unnoticeable. My wife and I got a great night's sleep because we could breathe freely without the usual dry desert air feeling that keeps you awake." Unquote.
Grace installed one this morning. I guess somebody heated up something very unsavory in the microwave. I walked in and, wow, it smells very fresh in here, like a thunderstorm. And
oh, that's
what it was.
Great. And I'm nowhere near the area, so I can't be blamed for whatever someone put in the microwave. I'm very happy about that, too. Do what Officer Mark did. Install this thunderstorm. Look at how easy it is to install. And take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer for this week only. You buy one and you get one. BOGO is extended until Sunday, February 6th. This is only for my listeners, so go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all I've got and win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
So our hope is that all major tech platforms and all major news sources, for that matter, be responsible and be vigilant to ensure the American people have access to accurate information on something as significant as COVID-19. That certainly includes Spotify. So this disclaimer, it's a positive step, but we want every platform to continue doing more to call out.
We got to find that cut from Rachel Maddow saying if you get a vaccination, you don't have to worry about this at all, that you can't pass it on and you can't get it. I mean, now should she be banned from Spotify? I know she's going on a hiatus. She just gets a $30 million a year contract and she goes on hiatus. I mean, I'll tell you, if I was making $30 million a year, you'd have to dynamite me out of here, out of this chair. You know?
Yeah, Howie. Yes. I'm not sure if Rachel Maddow should be banned from Spotify, but she should definitely be banned from Spotify.
You know, can we
responsible and be vigilant to ensure the American people have access to accurate information on something as significant as COVID-19? That certainly includes Spotify.
Oh, wow.
What is Spotify?
I missed that. the first time around.
Spotify.
That sounds like something Joe Biden would say. Did she pick up that information on COVID.gum or COVID.governor? Where did that come from? Spotify. Superfly. Gonna make your fortune by and by.
It's Spotify.
If you lose, don't ask no questions why. Only game you know is do or die. Spotify, Spotify, Spotify. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their ocean view rooms with a fireplace are going fast. So book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Now, as you may have heard, Whoopi Goldberg she said that it was not racism for the Nazis to exterminate the Jews during World War II, that it was just man's inhumanity to man, and I mean whatever you want to call it, it's genocide. Genocide, is that racism? I don't know. And the thing was, she didn't really apologize all that much. It was one of these, if I was misunderstood. It was less of an apology, certainly, than Joe Rogan offered. And, he didn't really have to apologize compared to what she had to do. So now there's a New York Post story up. It's leading the paper saying that her job could be on the line. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Whoopi Goldberg be fired from The View?
I think not.
89% say no.
Yeah. She has all those qualities that would preclude a firing, if you know what I mean. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how's it going down there today?
Going very well. How's it going up in La Belle, Quebec, or Canada, wherever you are?
No, actually in New Brunswick, sir.
New Brunswick, okay.
I'm a transplanted Texan that lives in New Brunswick, Canada. Anyhow, the only reason I wanted to phone is because I wanted to ask you if you happened to see Justin Trudeau's address to the country regarding the Freedom Convoy.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And I heard all the weeping and moaning from the CBC anchors. He's been stricken with COVID. Oh no! Am I supposed to feel this great surge of sympathy for him, Mike? Because he tested positive, about 100 million other people have tested positive too, haven't they?
Yeah, well, from all the true Canadians, we were feeling really bad for him, for sure. No doubt about it. But I just wanted to make a point that I noticed that he only supports causes and groups and stuff that really matter.
Like BLM.
True patriotic Canadians, he supports Black Lives Matter. So he doesn't get American news and doesn't realize how many cities they burned down.
I know. I got a story in there about how they're dropping all the charges against all the BLM people and the Antifa people that burned down all the cities, killed police officers, looted, vandalized, committed multiple arsons. And the feds have indicted more January 6th protesters who did none of that than they've indicted the George Floyd rioters, looters, arsonists, murderers. It's really ridiculous. And another thing, Mike? He needs a damn haircut, doesn't he? Does his barber have COVID too?
Probably so. Well, a lot of people aren't allowed to go see a barber unless you have a passport. A COVID passport.
He needs a barber passport is what he needs. Thanks for the call, Mike. Jim,
all of these politicians have a pass to get their hair cut if they're the public face of wherever they're representing.
That's what Lori Lightfoot said, the mayor of Chicago. I mean, certainly if the mayor of Chicago is the public face of the Windy City, then this guy is the public face of the whole country of Canada. Why can't he? You know who he should bring in, Grace? Is the barber in Michigan that Gretchen Whitmer tried to put in jail? He's like 78 years old. He has one chair. Remember him? And he's won like five lawsuits against Gretchen Whitmer. Fly that guy in to cut Justin's hair. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
The virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people.
Just ask Justin Trudeau.
The vaccines will get us to the end of this.
I can't remain on Spotify. If Rachel Maddow is on Spotify, I can't be there.
Luckily, there's a place for you on Spotify. Has Neil Young made a comment about that? I will not appear on MSNBC.
Spotify, you're going to make your fortune by and by. You know what, Grace, when she said that, even the refugees that just came over from Afghanistan last summer, they were laughing at Jen Psaki for saying Spotify.
Relocating tens of thousands of Afghan.
I was thinking to myself, I mean, she's pretty young. It really did sound, the way she said it, Taylor, maybe we should play it one more time, but the way she said it was like that's what she really, it wasn't like she said it wrong.
It was like by something Biden would say.
But Howie, it sounded like she really thought that was the name of it.
And as COVID-19, that certainly includes Spotify.
I don't know, maybe she's under a lot of pressure getting ready for the big jobs report that's coming out later this week.
I find it so amazingly hypocritical that The View goes from one day of Joy Behar, the same day, I believe, that Whoopi Goldberg says the Holocaust was not about race, okay? That's Whoopi Goldberg. Joy Behar has nothing to say about that. She doesn't push back on it at all. She makes like one comment and then doesn't say anything. But she's hell-bent on getting Taylor Swift on board to try to get Joe Rogan kicked off of Spotify by taking her music off. And then the next day, there's rumors that cancel culture, the alligator, is coming for Whoopi Goldberg. Robespierre, anyone? Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Leon Trotsky could not be reached for comment either. You know, the great Russian revolutionary who got an axe buried in his head
and
in Mexico City.
It's funny because you were just saying, you know, genocide, and you were like, I don't know what, you know, people want to call it, you know, as far as the terminology and all this stuff. But it's actually, and what she said was bad, and she's getting a lot of heat for it. But I have no problem with someone saying something that's wrong and then bringing on people to explain why it's wrong. And I don't understand why that's okay with when it happens to Whoopi Goldberg, but it's not okay for Joe Rogan. Like, why? Is it just because he's, I mean, I know why, but I'm asking it, I guess, rhetorically.
You know, Joe Rogan, though, is just, he's speaking out against the deep state narrative. I mean, Rachel Maddow can spout that nonsense till the cows come home, and it's okay because that's what they all say, right? Or that's what they all said. Right? Joe Rogan is talking to people who are pretty smart in most cases and who know what they're talking about. But he's not towing the line, so he has to be punished. He has to be destroyed.
Yeah, I heard a really good point this morning. I was listening to Ben Shapiro and his podcast, and he was saying that the reason the left hates someone like Joe Rogan so much is because he gives a platform to other people that not only, it's really not about COVID. It's, you know, he has on this guy, Jordan Peterson, and Jordan Peterson talks a lot about global warming and talks a lot about the mental health crisis in the country and all these different things that they don't want people to hear. So it's almost like a chain effect. Oh, we don't like Joe Rogan because he puts on other people we don't like and they spread ideas that we don't condone. And, you know, that's really what the issue is. It's the same problem they have with Tucker Carlson. They don't like anything that can get out a different message.
Right. Exactly. By the way, I thought Tucker Carlson was a little rough on Canadians last night. You know, he was saying that, you know, they just have a shoddy version of our culture. And he was saying, what are they known for other than Molson? Well, how about the Mariés? You know, how about Moosehead?
Bacon. Hockey.
Yeah. Maple syrup. They got more maple syrup than we do. I mean, come on.
You know what's a weird thing, though? And I don't know if people can attest to this, but Will is a huge Bruins fan. Bruins fans hate the Canadian hockey teams, like, with a passion. And they seem like lovely people. I agree with you, Howie. Every time I watch them,
But that's like, you know, that's like Ohio State, Michigan, or something like that. I mean, they're too old line. Those are two of the original six hockey teams in the NHL.
Well,
I don't think it's like a border thing, is it? It's just their franchises.
Well, it's funny because the Maple Leafs, they sometimes have the white towels, Howie, during their games, and they wave them in the air. And I said, oh, that's so cute. You know, the camaraderie. And Will said, and it's not cute at all. I was like, okay.
By the way, Grace, congratulations on your first appearance last night on Jesse Waters' show. I know you've been wanting for many, many years to get on Fox News Channel prime time. And last night was your chance to shine, and you did shine. You did a great job.
Thank you, Howie. Yeah, it was really surreal. I was sitting there afterwards. I got myself a nice Cosmo. Not a margarita, which was what Jen Psaki would want me to have, but I got a Cosmo, and I was sitting there, and I said, I cannot believe that after years of Howie and I going back and forth, every time someone would reach out to me and say, hey, Grace, there's a hit on Fox, blah, 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 I would always want to write back, are you asking for me or for Howie? But I knew they were asking for Howie, so I would never double check. But last night was really cool, it was awesome, and the feedback was good, and it was fun. It was a little nerve-wracking, but it was very fun.
Did you post it on Spotify or anywhere?
You know, I would, but Neil Young told me that if I post it on Spotify, he'll never hang out with me ever again. So, Howie, on to other news, though. This is interesting. Denver dropping masks.
Oh, I've got this. Oh, I thought you were going to say Denver about the shoplifting surcharge.
No, they're dropping their proof of vaccine requirement, and they're saying that Omicron has, quote, run out of fuel, end quote.
Is the mayor up for re-election this year?
That's a good question.
The governor is up. I think the governor is up for re-election, but he's already become kind of a Democrat apostate in this whole panic.
Well, it says that I want to go back to this Canada thing for 1 second here, because there's also there's such an irony in the fact that Trudeau is in a bunker. We're calling him Bunker Boy now. He's in his bunker. He's got COVID, and he won't support.
He tested positive, Grace. Let's distinguish. He didn't seem that sick to me, did he to you?
No, you're right. So he's tested positive for COVID, and yet he wants to force these people who are driving in trucks by themselves to get a vaccine that's not going to prevent them from getting COVID or spreading COVID or ending up in a bunker like he is right now.
But Rachel Maddow just said it did.
And he can work from his bunker because the camera crews come to him. So that's wonderful, because he's like Gavin Newsom. He loves the cameras. He loves, you know, he slicks back his hair. He loves the cameras. But these truckers have to actually go to work. So why doesn't he just leave them alone?
Because it's more fun to hassle people, especially when they're working class people, blue collars.
Hey, by the way, Howie, did you hear the conservative member of parliament, Candace Bergen?
Oh, yes, we got to play that.
We
played some of it last night, I think, but let's play it again. Her name is Candace Bergen. That's it's a familiar name, but it's not it's not Murphy Brown. Cut 19.
Misogynist and racist by the Prime Minister.
Blackface.
So again, I will ask the Prime Minister, who, may I remind this House, wore blackface on more times than he can remember.
Yeah.
Apologize to the peace-loving, patriotic Canadians who are outside right now just asking to be heard. Will he speak to them?
You know what's a great point in that statement is she says he's worn blackface on more occasions than he can remember. It's never a good thing if you've worn blackface, but to wear it so often that you can't even, you know, count it, you're not sure of all the times, that's Northam territory right there.
I know. I still remember Northam saying, well, everybody knows, you know, if you put shoe polish on your face, it's really hard to get off. Well, you know, I sort of figured that out, because it's hard to get off your fingertips but I never put it on my face. You know, I wanted to get it off my fingertips, not put it on my face.
And yet he's
making it seem like it's a normal thing. Oh, here's some shoe polish. I think I'm going to put it on my face.
He's like, we all know. And everyone's going, whoa, who's we, Kimo Sally? Leave us out of this. By the way, Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC, your Fisher Plow distributor in Hudson, Mass. For mid-sized trucks and SUVs, there's a Fisher HS Snowplow. Tux Trucks also has Fisher Plows for UTVs, tractors, and skid steers. Tux Trucks GMC and Fisher Plows. Visit TuxTrucksGMC.com. we're getting a lot of snow here lately, so it's a great time to get on board with that. Howie, speaking of moving on from COVID, it's time to accept COVID is here to stay, says 70% of Americans. This is a new poll that shows 70% of Americans agree that COVID is here to stay, and we just need to get on with our lives.
I've been saying this for a while, Grace. You know that once it became a negative for the Democrat Party, they were, you know, they all march in lockstep. This is the mass formation psychosis that guy Malone, I think it was talking about, right? Mass formation psychosis.
Oh, you mean now that science denier, that doctor who patented mRNAs, that fringe tinfoil hat guy?
Yeah. Yeah, what does he know compared to Rachel Maddow?
What does he know compared to the leaders of Black Lives Matter and all the people at MSNBC?
All right, Grace, I appreciate it, and again, congratulations on your performance last night on Jesse Waters' show. I think it'll be the first of many appearances, and if you figure out a way to tweet it out, tweet it out on my account as well.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Are you coming back for Hate Mail Monday?
Yes, I'm coming back for Hate Mail Monday. I already have a lot of hate, but I'll still be looking for the next couple minutes.
All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. There's a reason why you turn to 1-800-Flowers.com for Valentine's Day. When you need a gift that's guaranteed to wow, 1-800-Flowers has you covered with the best selection of Valentine's Day roses. Mixed bouquets, gourmet treats, and more. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has an amazing offer just for my listeners. Get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. This is an unbelievable offer from 1-800-Flowers. The mailroom manager had another friend of hers over today to see her flowers. She just brought her in just to meet with her, but you know, of course she wanted to show off her 1-800-Flowers, and they're still hanging in there fresh because they're picked right at the top of their freshness, and they're shipped immediately. It's just the best possible Valentine's Day gift you can get for your significant other. Whether it's a medley of light and hot pink roses or timeless red roses, you can't go wrong with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers. All roses from 1-800-Flowers, as I just said, are picked at their peak, cared for every step of the way, and shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. Think ahead and get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Bouquets are selling fast, so lock in your Valentine's Day delivery today. And as I've said, and as you well know from previous years, the price goes up the closer you get to Valentine's Day. We are now in the month of February, so that means it's time to order. The price is only going up. The best deals are right now. Get right to the romance this Valentine's Day and find the way to wow with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. Hurry, offer expires Friday. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-haw! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
Mm-hmm. 603 says, I was a subscriber to Sirius Radio. They've gone Neil Young 24 hours on Deep Tracks channel. I called and canceled. 15-year customer. I think that's just for, I mean, I don't blame you for canceling. It's pretty obnoxious, but I think that's just for a week or so, isn't it? Weren't they doing it? They do it for all these kind of, you know, over the hill artists. They put them on for a week or two. And if, you know, if people seem to like it, they continue it or they bring it back in the summer, like Carolina Shag or what is it, Yacht? The Yacht Channel, you know, with it's beach music channels, but I don't know. It's I mean, how could they program 24/7 with Neil Young when half of the stuff he recorded was crap? I mean, I never cared much for any of it or hardly any of it, but I mean, some of it was just caca. By the way, today the LA Times had a huge story, the controversial career of Neil Young and how he stood up to Coke and Pepsi and David Geffen and all this stuff. You know, when they got into his references to homosexuals with the F word back in the 80s, would you care to guess what paragraph that made the LA Times in, Taylor? I counted. I always count.
20.
23rd.
Wow, pretty close.
23rd paragraph. I guess that was three or four from the end. By the way, he hasn't always been PC. And then they have these horrible quotes about gay people. 844-500-4242. Chuck Turner is Superfly and Jen Psaki is Spotify. Chuck Turner, we used to call him Superfly. He was a Boston city councilor, went to prison for stealing money, you know, taking bribes. And he was once recorded leaving his Adams family type haunted house in Roxbury Mansion. And he had his fly down on his way to court to be sentenced. And from that moment on, he became Superfly. He was going to make his fortune by and by. He'd already made it when the feds gave him some money. Bribes. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. There's that expression, history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. The Canadian truckers are beginning to remind me of the Solidarity labor movement in Poland in the early 1980s, where the Solidarity really transformed the country.
Who's going to be Lech Walesa, though? They need a public face, don't they?
You're right. You're right. That's true. There doesn't seem to be a figurehead in this movement. True.
I mean, there are a lot of people in there that are doing a pretty impressive job. Like the guy that was on with Tucker last night is pretty good. And then there's an Indian Canadian. And they're just trying to make them out to be racist. And someone's pointing out that one of the leaders is a Jewish Canadian, and the other one is an Indian Native American Canadian, a woman. I mean, you know, you couldn't get a bigger cross section of people in Canada or anywhere else than these protesters, this Freedom Convoy. And I mean, and again, that makes the Justin Trudeau establishment look even more asinine, that they're making this crap up and expecting everyone to buy it. You know, one thing I've learned, you know, I've always been, you know, whenever I've been twirling around the radio dial and I've tuned into CBC when I'm up in northern New England, it's always seemed really dreary and boring, and I know why people listen to WVMT and think of us as Radio Free Canada whenever you tune us in. But, boy, they have been just so embarrassingly in the satchel for Justin Trudeau. And this thing about how the Russians could be behind the convoy. I mean, can you get any more absurd than that? I mean, Jake Tapper, Jim Sciutto, Carl Bernstein wouldn't be repeating lies like that with a straight face. Thanks for the call, Jim. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Howie. Hey, listen, Joe Rogan has been censored for disseminating misinformation. He said that masks don't work and the COVID-19 vaccine is ineffective. Where is he wrong here?
That's what I'm saying. He's a lot more accurate than that sound cut we played from Rachel Maddow. And you know what? We'll play on the other side. We'll play the Ron DeSantis ad that he did with all of the crap that Fauci has said. I mean, why is Fauci allowed anywhere in public life? Why isn't he shunned? Why isn't he banned from all the green rooms and all the networks and all the chat shows? Thanks for the call, Jay. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.